بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث التاسع عن أبي سعيد أبي سعيد الحسن البصري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن عائذ بن عمر رضي الله تعالى دخل على عبيد الله بن زياد. They were telling this chapter that we should command the right and forbid the wrong. It is a duty for every person. The hadith that we are going to be reading is also with the same object. That how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum fearlessly warned against any wrongdoing. In order to understand the hadith properly, we will look at the narrators of the hadith and the personalities which are mentioned, so that we get the proper understanding of the hadith, inshallah. So this hadith is narrated by Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Hassan Basri was born 2 years before the end of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his mother, Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother, worked in the house of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When she was expecting him, she asked for tahniq, which is a sunnah practice that a pious person chews on some khajur, and then a bit of it is put on the on the palate of the child, in the child's mouth, on his palate. So at that time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made two special du'as with the tahleel. Allahumma faqqihu fi deen, wa wala kirim tafaqquh fi deen, the understanding of deen. May Allah ta'ala bless us all also with the understanding of deen. And the second du'a, wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved in the eyes of the people, that people respect him, honor him, love him, and then they will take to his ways. If a person's character is very harsh, rude, abrupt, etc., then people don't want to listen to him, and people don't want to follow him. So that was Hazrat Hassan Basri. He was from among the senior tabi'een. Hazrat Hassan Basri was from the senior tabi'een, that group, great honorable group of people who came after the Sahaba. It is said he met 150 Sahaba. He was born in the house of Hazrat Umar, but he had met 150 Sahaba. He lived in Basra, where he passed away in 110 Hijri. He was distinguished as an eloquent speaker. He was a great Sufi and invited people towards reality of life, reality of deen. Many of his advices have been recorded and are scattered throughout Islamic works. Great, great works of his, and they are scattered in all the Islamic literature. You will always encounter the sayings of Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi. The other person who is the speaker in this hadith, who is giving advice, is Ayd ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was amongst those sahaba who pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Bay'atul Ridwan. They took bay'at on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the famous bay'at which is called Bay'atul Ridwan. He lived in Basra and passed away in the era of Abdullah Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. This ruler, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, is the person that we are going to be speaking about, and he, 8 ahadith are narrated from him. Then the third person to whom Ayd ibn Amr spoke to was Ziyad. He was the son of Abu Sufyan ibn Harb. Abu Sufyan, the father did not proclaim him that he was his son, and he was therefore known as Ziyad ibn Abihi, Ziyad the son of his father. Later, Hazrat Muawiyah ibn Sufyan, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, declared that Ziyad was his brother and Sumayya was his mother. Ubaidullah, the oppressive ruler mentioned in this hadith, was the son of Ziyad. So keeping that in mind, inshallah, we will translate the hadith and explain more details what are in the hadith. The basic thing is, the basic principle, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, no matter what odds there were, they would proclaim the truth. And they would speak out against any oppression, any wrong done, they would speak out no matter who it was. They wouldn't fear at all. And that is the thing that we should also try and bring within us, to speak to command the right and forbid the wrong, which is a fard ain on each one of us. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen and give us tawfiq to make amal on our deen.